Good morning. We thank God for this day, allowing us to be here once again, and we want to say happy Mother's Day to all of these lovely mothers here with us this morning. You're looking well. Let's give them a hand just for being. We thank God for all of you all. My mother's 92 years old, and she's still doing everything that she wants to do, except for driving. And we won't let her do that. But we thank God today. We are in for a good time this morning, and you're looking well. From the choir all the way back, we're looking well. Let us bow our heads. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come today to give praise and glory to your holy name. We thank you for being the God over us and providing for us, directing us, Lord, giving us a mind this morning to come to church for worship service. And we thank you for all these mothers and these children and all of these people that are with us today. Bless us now. Bless our worship today, Lord. And we give you honor, we give you praise, and we come to you because there's no other help but you to give you thanks. We pray this prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Church, say amen. Let's say amen one again. Wow. Where did y'all get her from? You been here all the time? God Almighty. This is my fourth time here, and Wow. Let's give this choir a hand clap of praise. Thank God for them this morning. Hopefully y'all will sing again after the sermon. After we get through preaching, she said, yes, we will. After everybody leave, okay. We all going to sing then. Yeah. Giving honor to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who's the head of our life. It's a blessing to be here once again and in your presence. I just want to say I thank you all. This is my fourth time coming here, and I really have enjoyed myself every time I come. This is a special place, and hopefully that you get a special person to be your leader. We're going to join you in prayer with that. Matter of fact, I have already. And we just thank God for you. And I'm just going to tell you now, whoever you get, I'm just going to come and just pop up one day and visit y'all. It's just something special about this church. 150 years? Let me see what I was doing then. I know where I was. It's a blessing. Happy Mother's Day once again to all of you all. And it's preaching time. It's preaching time. Scripture will come from Matthew, the 20th chapter. 3 verses. Verses 20, 21, and 22. You have your phone. Look it up on your phone. You can follow along, and I think it's some Bibles behind, in front of you. It says, then came to him the mother of Zebedee's children with her sons, worshiping him and desiring a certain thing of him. And he said unto her, what wilt thou? She said unto him, grant that these my two sons may sit, the one on thy right hand and the other on thy left in thy kingdom. But Jesus answered and said, you know not what you ask. Are you able to drink of the cup that I shall drink of and to be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? And they said unto him, we are able. And I want to use as a subject this morning the attributes of a good mother. The attributes of a good mother. Let me pray. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. The text focus on the final 6 months of Jesus' ministry. And during this time, Jesus began to speak to his disciples more plainly about his mission, his trial, his crucifixion, and how he would be risen in 3 days from the dead. He wanted his disciples to understand that discipleship means more than just companionship with him. And the woman that is in this text this morning is called the mother of Zebedee's children, James and John. And she is referred to in the gospel as one of the three women who served in Jesus' ministry. And this woman could be found at the cross of Jesus. And one school of thought says that she was a very, very close family member of Jesus. And another school of thought says
she was directly closer than just a family member. She was one of the ones that was so close to Jesus. And that she was special. And as a family member of Jesus, she and her sons come to Jesus asking for a special favor. You know how it could be with family folks. They think you're supposed to do things for them that other people don't do. And this brings me to my first point, because I know today is Mother's Day, and we're going to push forward here this morning. My first point to attack this text is how bold this woman is. The boldness of a good woman, a good mother. And it says, verse 20 says, then came to him the mother of Zebedee's children with her sons, worshiping him and desiring a certain thing of him. This sister right here was bold.
Well,
she was a bold sister. And I know my mother is spicy at 92. But there are some bold. In this country, there have been some bold women that stood against racism. And this particular woman didn't care what other disciples thought. She didn't care what society thought about her, because in this day, women remained in the background. They didn't say much. They weren't allowed to say much. But she only want the best for her child. She only want the best. And that's just like so many of you all in here today with your children sitting beside you. My wife and I has three, we have three children. And yesterday, one of my daughters, bless her heart, she says she's not going back to school anymore. She has a PhD, she earned it at 27. And then now she went back to school and got another degree. And my wife went to the graduation, but I was not able to go because of circumstances. But then she said, Dad, this is my last one, but I know it's not. Because if you live in this earth, you got to always be in somebody's school. You got to learn something. You got to be about learning. And she just wanted the best for her children. And that's what we want for ours. And we are just like that. Fathers, I know that we have a part now. But today we honor mothers. A good mother will be just like that virtuous woman in Proverbs 31:10. Who can find a virtuous woman, for her price is far above rubies? Who can find virtuous, a woman that loved the Lord, like my wife and your wife? And she will give her all for her children. And she, this particular woman, she was so bold. She wanted to make sure that her kids had the best. This woman was not only came to Christ, but she brought her children to Christ. And I know, and you know, the first education should be with our children is the education of who God is. That should be their first education. And everything else will take care of itself. And here she is. She's coming to Christ. To come to Christ with your children. And she didn't just come to Christ. When she came to Christ, she worshiped Christ. In other words, let me tell you what she did. She brought her kids to church. She brought them where they could get knowledge. She brought them where they can get understanding. She brought him where success is. She brought him to somebody who made everything. She brought him to Jesus. And if we have young mothers in here, and let me tell you what you do with your kids. Keep them in church. Her in church. In Sunday school. Learning. This was a bold person. And this brings me to my second point. And we're going to move on through here today because I want you to be with your mother. Point two. The love of a good mother. The love of a good mother. Watch this in verse 21. It says, she said unto him, now she's talking to Christ here, grant that my two sons may sit, the one on your right hand and the other one on your left hand, in the kingdom of God. She came worshiping first and desiring of him a certain favor. But now this is pushing it right here. She want her kids to sit, James or John, both to sit one on the right hand of God and on the left. Sometimes positions, I know we all like it. Sometimes we like this position. But to sit up here sometimes, most of the time, the church don't know what the pastor go through to sit up. Or to sit where you sit on your job as a supervisor or as a leader. They don't know what it's like to sit up there. They don't know what you went through to get what you got. But she wanted her sons to receive the highest. Good God, man. She wanted them to receive the highest reward out of all the other disciples. And they got these two boys got what they done. Now Mark talks about a different thing. 10. It says that they came and they left the mom out. But Matthew talk about the mama coming with the sons. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. And so listen, so some schools kind of put it all together, and they said these two boys pressured their mother. To go to Jesus and ask him. Now, all the other time, it has been Peter, James, and John. But this particular time, where's Peter? They were there with Jesus in other places. Now, if they were there in other places, it looked like Peter ought to have been with them. And some theologians think that it was a little bit of arrogance or a little bit of I want to be better than you. It's a little bit of some of that. I'm going now listen, now they wanted to be the first ones to get the seats. Because you know back in the scripture, they all of them was arguing about who was gonna be the greatest one thing. They were arguing about who's gonna be. I'm gonna be. Listen. It ain't gonna be you, it's gonna be me. I know. You got an arrogant guy like Peter. You know, Peter doesn't play. He got an attitude too. You know, he cut a man ear off. He didn't play. You know, he would but to sit at some seats. Oh. Some seats I just don't want to sit at. I could have moved up so high in education if I was offered over and over again, but it was a certain spot that I wanted to sit at. And I was not going to let anybody else put me in that other spot. I wasn't going to do it. And there are some things right now that I would not put myself in. There are some things I just won't put myself in there. I won't do it.
But she wanted the best for her children. And there's nothing wrong with wanting to be the best, but greatness is not measured by seats in God's kingdom. It is not. You see, we do not evaluate Christian growth by position. We don't do that. The standard of holiness is not measured by what seat in life we have, but how well we serve others. It's how well you serve. Yeah, see, we come in here to worship, but we go out there to serve. This is a worship service. You know, we are here to worship, and we depart to serve. The position in the kingdom of God is based on how well we serve others down here. And Jesus came to what? To be a servant. He came to be a servant. In all that we do for our children, the greatest thing that we can do, bring them to Jesus. Eternal life is only in Jesus. So this good mother did the good thing and did not only come to Jesus, but brought her children. And this brings me to my final point, then I'm going to be exiting out of here and quiet myself. Isn't that all right? That's all right. That's all right. Yeah, that's all right. Third point, the support of a good mother. My mother raised 7 children. Daddy was not there. I was raised by other men in the neighborhood. But when my mother said no, she mean no. And when she said yes, she mean yes. If she says time to get up out of that bed, it's time to get up. And all of my brothers and sisters, every single one of them, never been arrested in jail, went on to school because my mother didn't play. My mother didn't play. And I know, there are some single mothers. There are some single mothers. But your word should be your bond. You shouldn't have to keep asking 3 or 4 times. It should be that one time like my mother. And the second time, I want to check. I just want to know that you hear me. And she didn't wait till I got 16. She put that on me at 6. Now, that's a good mother. And she would be, let me just back away from here for just a minute. She would be whipping me and saying, "You know I love you, don't you? You remember what you did last week? No pain, no gain." No pain, no gain. And I like what Nick, I love what Nick Saban Montoya is. And I got that. I get it from great people in life. Nick Saban is one of my favorite. And I love what he does. He said, "You just don't do things to get it right." He said, "You do it over and over again so that you won't get it wrong." And my great friend before he died, we visit him, Eddie Robinson, and he would say, "Good enough is not good enough. You got to be better than them both." So you got to be better than them. It's not good enough. You know, and that's what mothers, like your mother and my mother, put in us, the desire to always press on. This mother stood right there and supported her children. Jesus, she did not, but listen what Jesus did. Even though she asked this question, and Jesus, Can you imagine how Jesus dealt with this lady that came to him because she's a family member, and he had to deal with her in such a way? Listen, he said, listen, you don't even know what you ask. He said, you don't even know what you asked. I thank God that he protected me in my foolishness. When I was foolish, I don't want to say stupid things, but they were just things that I shouldn't have been doing. God protected. See, they wanted the glory. They wanted the glory of wearing a crown, but they didn't want the grace of wearing a cross. See, if you're going to wear the crown, you got to bear the cross. See, they didn't want that. They was ignorant of that. But they were, remember now, James was beheaded. You know that. See, he's there with his mama. But now at this particular time, he does not understand what he's asking for. But what he's asking for got him closer to Jesus after he left this earth. He was asking to see. Yeah. See, sometimes we can get what we're asking for. And Jesus said, in this world, you shall have what? Trials and tribulations. Everybody not going to like you and me. Everybody not going to like us, you know, because we're not going to deal with all that old crazy stuff that they're going through. They're going to say certain things about Christian people that don't get involved in what they get involved in. And Jesus said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and let him follow me. There's a cross in everybody's life. Jesus came, he as a servant. He came to serve. Jesus told him that his kingdom is not of this world. And you know, sometimes we can ask for trouble and don't even know it. To follow Christ is not just going to be everything going on right all the time. To follow Christ sometime, it could be trouble. People going to lie on you. People going to talk about you. People even in your own family going to dislike you. But like the late Representative John Lewis used to say, sometimes we have to get into good trouble and keep moving. And just keep moving. As I come to the end of this moment, as parents, we always want the best for our children. We're so proud of them when they achieve almost anything. We want them to be leaders and decision makers. Want them out front. And she wanted them to have the best position of Jesus. She was a bold mama. Mother who loved. A mother who supported her children. She was a good mother. She brought her children to Christ. She was not afraid to wish it to him. She desired something of him. Jesus had to suffer, didn't he? They beat him. They spit on him. Pulled his beard out. Put a rugged cross on his back and put a crown on his head and marched him up a hill called Calvary. Stretched him wide and hung him high and dropped him low, and he never said a mumbling word. Said, Father, forgive them. They don't even know what they're doing. On the third day morning, got up out of a dusty grave, shook off dying clothes and stood up on resurrected ground and said, I got all power in my hand. Aren't you glad God got all power? Aren't you glad he got all power? Won't it make a way? Won't it make a difference in your life, in your child's life? God will make a difference. As the choir come and sing, honor, praise to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thank God for his word. Thank you. Been mighty good. I got that song. God bless you. It's that Mother's Day song coming up now. God bless you. The doors of the church is open. As the choir sing, come by letter, candidate for baptism or Christian experience.
Come to Jesus.
Get a choir, your hand, clap of praise. Thank God for them. Thank God for all of you all. It's time to have the benediction, and we're going to light the candle. Right? No, okay, it's on here. Okay, I'm looking at that. Are you ready to enjoy your family and go home and eat that good meal? All right, then, let us stand. Let's bow our heads. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you for these mothers, and we thank you for these people, these choir members, ushers, and God, we just thank you for all of those who work in your kingdom to build your kingdom up and uplift your holy name, Jesus. We know that we're in the presence of you, and we respect your presence at this moment right now. And we know that you hear us right now. And we just want to say thank you for hearing our prayers, watching over us when we're sleeping, watching over us when our mind is not on you. You still got us. Bless us now. Let us enjoy our families and the meal that has been prepared with our mothers. And we thank you, Lord, also for these fathers. We give you praise for them also. In the mighty name of your son, Jesus, we say this prayer, and we all said amen. God bless you. God bless you.